Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is going to the show, and I'm just a regular guy. So, not really a remake, but a sort of sequel-reboot combo with a pinch of origin story tossed in for seasoning. The Predator sent the nun back to the convent to debut at number one at the box office last week. And if you count the Alien vs. Predator movies, this is the sixth time the dreadlock space-traveling sportsman has appeared on a screen. And it all began back in 1987 with the original one. That is one of the top five movies of the 80s. I'm sorry, it is. With a cast of tough guy bicep busting action dudes that included two future governors, Arnold and Jesse Ventura, both in a platoon. You had the original Apollo Creed. You had Sonny Landham. You had Shane Black, who, by the way, also wrote and directed this new offering. See, because Black became a big-time Hollywood screenwriter in the years ensuing, and he's responsible for putting this together. But don't sue him, because I was really expecting this to be bad. But for a while, it was kind of a surprise. I mean, it is a big-budget movie. It's not a cheapie, and it goes for comedy, and it had some laughs, too. But by now, everybody knows who the Predators are. You know what their game is, so there's really no suspense for that. But they do expand on the concept a little bit, and it changes up the platoon, too, that comes in contact with the thing. You got a special forces sniper, so you do got that tough guy, and he meets the Predator on a mission when all his guys get wiped out, right? Well, the higher-ups, they know all about the Predator. They even have one in a lab, so they try to cover up his contact by putting him in a loony bin-bound bus with a bunch of criminally insane misfit vets, which usually is a mistake for the powers that be when that happens, and one thing leads to another, right? And Olivia Munn, she's there. She's a badass biologist. She knows Predator stuff. She gets involved. And you got a genius Spectrum kid played by the top little kid in the movies today, Jacob Tremblay, and he knows things too. Of course, there are government bad guys and mercs led by Randall from This Is Us, and they all mix it up with the Predators, both big and small, causing a lot of mayhem and chaos, which leads to your typical endless battle scenes that do get tedious and end with a, well, they end with a tease for a potential Predator 7. But the question remains, did we even need this one? It's the Predator. Now, you want to hear some of my other reviews, 93XRT.com. You can get them as a podcast, and I'm just the regular guy on 93XRT, Chicago's finest rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.